This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds discussions with Gen Z representatives on good governance, upcoming elections, constitutional amendment and other key issues. Congress youth draw party leadership's attention to ensure Gen Z representation in the party's general convention. President Ramchandra Portal's health condition stable? Two people die and six injured after landslide buries them while digging soil in Simrangarh of Bara district. And RSF drone strike kills dozens in Sudan's war-ravaged El Fasher. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held discussions today with representatives of the Gen Z group at the office of the President on the country's current political situation, their demands and the upcoming elections. The discussion initiated at the call of President Ramchandra Portal included Prime Minister Karki, ministers and Gen Z representatives Sudhan Gurung, Pravesh Dahal, Miraj Thungana and others. During the meeting, Gen Z representatives shared their views on key issues such as good governance and constitutional amendment. On Friday, a separate discussion was held at the President's office with leaders of political parties represented in the now dissolved House of Representatives, focusing on the upcoming elections. This is the first formal meeting between Gen Z representatives and the President's office following recent youth-led movements. Young members of the Nepali Congress have urged the party leadership to ensure strong Gen Z representation in the upcoming general convention. In a meeting with senior party officials, they called for a more youth-friendly, dynamic and accountable organization. Nepal Student Union Central Member Akash Upreti highlighted uncertainty around the general convention and stressed the need to open the party to progressive Gen Z groups. The youth demanded that the party statute amended at least 40% youth representation in all elections and leadership roles, remove current restriction on youth participation in committees and ensure inclusivity in nominated and representative positions. Two people died and six others were injured after being buried by a landslide in Simrangarh of Bara district this morning. The incident occurred near Panitanki in ward number 6 of Simrangarh municipality while digging soil, during which the landslide buried the victims. The deceased have been identified as 70-year-old Sarada Devi Mahato and 15-year-old Sunil Mahato, both residents of Sano Itwala, ward number 6 of Simrangarh. They died on the way to the hospital after being rescued. Six others were injured in the incident. The injured are 14-year-old Sajan Mahato, 15-year-old Nitesh Mahato, 18-year-old Gautam Mukhiya, 14-year-old Rani Kumari Mahato, 14-year-old Susila Kumari Mahato and 15-year-old Raja Babu Sharma, all from Simrangarh 6. They are currently receiving treatment at hospitals in Simrangarh and Kalaya. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police and spokesperson of the Bara District Police Office, Vijay Raj Pandit, the condition of the injured is reported to be stable. The landslide occurred while digging soil for plastering houses. The injured were rescued with the help of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and local residents. The hospital has reported that President Ramchandra Portal's health status is normal. Following some health concerns, the President is receiving treatment today at the Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center, Trivan University Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj. Executive Director of the Center, Professor Dr. Ratnamani Gajral, said President Portal is presently undergoing a health assessment and his status is normal. Minister for Physical Planning and Transport Kulman Ghising has said the implementation of relief and reconstruction efforts in the aftermath of the recent water-induced disaster is a top priority for the government. Following a field inspection of areas affected by recent floods and landslides in Ilam today, the minister said the government stands with the citizens hit by the disasters. The minister visited Rong Rural Municipality, Suryodaya Municipality and Ilam Municipality and interacted with locals from Ilam, Sandakpur, Moijogmai and surrounding settlements. He also inspected the damaged road infrastructure. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. A drone and artillery attack has killed at least 60 people at a displacement center and a university grounds where people had been seeking refuge in the BC's Sudanese city of Al-Fashir in North Darfur State, according to activists. Al Jazeera cited the Al-Fashir Resistance Committee on Saturday as saying the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, had carried out a massacre on the Dar al-Arkam displacement center. The attack represents the latest in an intensifying pattern of strikes on civilian areas in the city, with the brutal civil war now well into its third year. The UN Office for the High Commissioner for Human Rights documented at least 53 civilians killed between October 5 and 8 alone in attacks across Al-Fashir locality, with women and children among the dead. Flooding set off by heavy rainfall in Mexico has left at least 28 people dead and more missing and has caused landslides, damaged homes and highways, according to local authorities. Al Jazeera cited Laura Velasquez, the National Coordinator for Civil Defense, on Friday as saying downpours in the affected areas in the central and southeastern parts of the country led to overflowing rivers and road collapses that cut off power in some municipalities. Civil defense authorities reported heavy rainfall in 31 of Mexico's 32 states, with the worst hit areas being Veracruz, Querétaro, Hidalgo and San Luis Potosi. In Hidalgo, one of the hardest hit regions, 16 deaths have been confirmed, according to State Interior Secretary Guillermo Olivares Reyna. The bodies of the 135 Palestinians have been pulled from beneath the rubble across the Gaza Strip as Israel's ceasefire mandated halt in its 2-year genocidal war allowed rescue workers to reach devastated areas. Al Jazeera cited Palestinian news agency Wafa's report as saying at least 135 bodies were recovered on Saturday. Dozens more bodies were recovered across Gaza, including 43 taken to Al-Shifa Hospital and 60 to Al-Ahli Arab Hospital in Gaza City, with additional cases reported in Nusayrat, Deir al-Bala and Khan Yunis. Separately, medical officials reported 19 killed in Israeli airstrikes on Friday and one more person died from earlier injuries. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds discussions with Gen Z representatives on good governance, upcoming elections, constitutional amendment and other key issues. Congress youth draw party leadership's attention to ensure Gen Z representation in the party's general convention. President Ramchandra Powell's health condition stable. 2 people die and 6 injured after landslide buries them while digging soil in Simrongad of Bara district. And RSF drone strike kills dozens in Sudan's war-ravaged El Fasher. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.